This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You do Quran and if you enjoy it. You know the best thing about Quran is you can give your emotions to Allah Azza wa Jal. Quran is an art. There's an art of recitation. Quran isn't just reading and khatam. No. Khatam is good. Quran, you need to stop. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu says, he says, when you are reciting the Quran, enjoy the meadows of the Quran. The meadows, there are beautiful meadows in the Quran. See, we haven't learned how to look. From the basic thing, I'm going to tell you how to read the Quran, enjoy it. Make it something that brings you close to Allah. How? You need to, and I need to, all of us need to read the Quran with tajweed first. Learn how to do tajweed. Now, some of you are adults. You've forgotten how to read the Quran. I know that. You're sitting there. You're not going to admit it. You've forgotten. Even when they take you to Quran khatams and you're sitting there, you prefer to read silently. Because you actually don't know how to read. What time is going to finish? Look, guys, look, there's no embarrassment if you've forgotten how to read the Quran. No embarrassment. No embarrassment. I'm telling you how, no embarrassment. The only reason why you're embarrassed is because everyone's thinking the same thing. If they all find out I don't know how to read the Quran, then they're all going to basically say to me, Yalla, Quran shoes are the Allah. They're going to jump on me. There's no shame. I tell you how there's no shame. You come to the Imam Sahib. You come and say, I want to learn how to read the Quran. If you're embarrassed to learn Quran in your own masjid with your own imam, there are several masjids in Bradford you can learn from different imams. If you're embarrassed with that, please go online and learn how to read the Quran. There are plenty of tutors online. There's no excuse not to learn how to read the Quran. Now I tell you, when you start reading the Quran, the first thing you're going to say, you're going to read like this. That's fine. Look, Allah's giving you double the reward for this. Allah's not gonna make you get less. He's gonna give you double the reward because you're reading slow. So don't stop. This is in the hadith. Next thing is what? Next thing, when you get proficient, you learn it, right? Next thing is you beautify your voice. Just whatever voice you got, beautify it. Learn tajweed. You can beautify it. Every person can do this. It's the amount of time you spend with the Quran. And when you beautify, you know what you do? You spend time with your Allah. All your troubles, all your things in your whole life, bring them all together. Sit with the Quran. Your hunger, your poverty, your problems, everything. And you sit with the Quran. And you spend time with Allah. You and Allah, nobody else. You and Allah. You read it for Allah's sake, not for anyone else's sake. You sit there. I'll do lecture.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Now you recite. You put your emotion for Allah's sake. And you know what you do? Just now and again, stop. Quick translation. Something quickly read. What did I say to Allah? Now you can do the Arabic, a lot of it first. Fine. Do 20 minutes of Arabic. Do 10 minutes of Arabic. But spend 10 minutes. Look, there's a really nice translation, Quran Made Easy, by Monana Afzal Hussein Ilyas. Right? It's available in all your Bradford bookshops. It's only going to cost you, I think, just £10 or something like that, 10, 15 pounds. It's nothing. If you can say, yalla, £10. Bro, that's the kebab roll that you have. You know what I'm saying? Like, with chips and a drink. £10. Go and buy it. Go and recite the Quran. Learn tajweed. This is when you're going to spend time with Allah. You give your moments to Allah. You give your insight to Allah. Allah will give you your dunya and your akhirah. Allah is waiting for us. All Allah wants is for us to recognize Him. He gave us everything. He gave me my whole life. He gave everything that I have. I've only given you sam'an, absar, af'ida. I only talked about the hearing, the sight, and my heart, and my mind, and my consciousness, and my speaking abilities. That's all I spoke about. I've got so many gifts. Allah says, oh human, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. Oh human, if you were to sit there and you tried to actually count how many gifts I've given you, you will never be able to count them ever. Never. You can spend your whole life counting the gifts Allah has given you. We can never do that. Now tell me, is my mother closer to me or Allah is more closer to me? Which one? Come on, say it, guys. Which one? Allah Azza wa Jalla is closer to me. And if I haven't recognized that, then that's my failure. And the reason why I'm not close to Allah, because I've never spent time with Allah. I've made this salah a mode of just robotic up and down. I've made that Quran reading, if people do Quran reading, it's get the khatam done. The mind is not there. Mind is not there. The tajweed is not there. The emotions are not there. You can put your beautiful voice for Allah's sake. Read it for Allah's sake. Put your emotion for Allah's sake to recognize Him. Another one is what?